Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We thank you very much for tuning in today, and we also thank the Lord for our new followers that are following us. Now, we hope that you have something to write down or jot down information we're going to share with you. We're going to give you contact information to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Someone is there just listening and waiting to listen to what you have to say. They do not condemn you. They do not judge you. And they do not try to talk you out of whatever you're saying. They just want to listen to what you have to say. And if you want to continue on with them on other talks, then they will tell you about their policy. They are guided by the hotline's consent and ethics policy to answer the call. And they will provide you with a copy of their code of ethics, and they will email the link to you. Many people call them, the abusers call them, victims call them, and people that are interested in gaining information call. So let's start off right now by giving you some contact information. You may call 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may chat at thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. And you may also text 88788. That is 88788. You will text the word START, S-T-A-R-T. Now, we're talking about abused trauma. And with you saying to yourself, I am beginning to see a new me. I am beginning to see a more positive me. It may be small, but I see a difference in me. And that's what we're targeting on today. We want to move up the score just a little so you can feel even a little better about seeing yourself. So what is abuse-related trauma? It is something that has been distressing, or it's a disturbing experience that has happened to you. You could have been hurt or neglected. And sometimes the root is in childhood. A person may have been emotionally abused or neglected, sexually or physically abused. What happens is, having been affected by the trauma, it alters the way a person thinks and views self. So we want to talk about some of the effects that a person may receive or see from having been traumatized. A person may start drinking or taking other drugs, binge eating, purging themselves, starving themselves, feeling as though you don't want to live or you can't go on with your life. Feeling of self-hate and low self-esteem, and also feeling a fear of developing relationships with others. So we're trying to move individuals from experiencing or feeling these symptoms of being traumatized over to feeling more positive about oneself. So, here is what we want to do. We want to bring out something we've mentioned before, having a positive self-concept. That is, having a positive self-concept. And within the self-concept, we're more concerned with the self-esteem. This is how the person feels about oneself. And this is what we're trying to increase or give you pointers on how to become more positive about yourself. A positive sound is strong. It's a strong medium, yes. Okay. A positive self-concept is a strong predictor of a long-term mental health and overall well-being. A positive self-concept is attributed to resilience, one's ability to achieve positive outcomes despite negative or challenging experiences. So by being abused, whether it's physically or mentally, now you have a challenge to overcome the negative experiences, the negative things you've heard, the negative things you've said. What we are trying to do is to assist you to overcome the negative challenges with more positive outcomes. And I think before we ended on last week, we talked about writing down some points about yourself that are likable. And what we ask you to do is remind yourself of what you like about yourself each and every day. And we also want you to know that children who witness domestic violence may develop serious emotional, behavioral, developmental, or even academic problems. As they grow up, children and teens who grow up with domestic violence in their household are more likely to commit crimes, more likely to use violence to enhance their reputation and self-esteem. They may become abusers in their own relationships later in life. Some of them may attempt suicide, and some are more likely to use violence at school or in the community in response to perceived threats. All of this because of growing up in an atmosphere where domestic violence is in the home. Now, everyone does not have to exhibit any of these symptoms, but some people do. So that is why promoting a positive self-concept in children, it is very important for their development. You need to begin to tell your child or your little ones, teach them how to respect themselves. And by doing this, they will gain a much stronger and positive personality along with being confident. Self-concept can be thought of as a view the one has of themselves and their abilities. We want to also give you some more behaviors of emotional abuse. Emotional abuse includes intimidation, treating an adult like a child, ridiculing, harassment, isolating an adult from family, friends. These are all important to know. When this happens to someone, this is a form of emotional abuse. So how do victims of emotional abuse behave? Some experience feelings of confusion, anxiety, shame, guilt, frequently crying, over-compliance, powerless, and even more things are some of the warning signs of a person who is an abusive person. They have controlling behavior, constantly questioning who you spend your time with, what you do, what you said, where you went. An abusive person also gets involved very quickly in a relationship, very quickly. They have unexpected expectations, and they blame others for their problems. We want to get back to mentioning how when the negative thoughts come into your mind, things that you have been hearing that cause you not to feel so good about yourself, we want you to take those thoughts and turn them into positive thoughts. Why? Because this is part of the healing process. Healing starts with learning to identify and understand what has happened to you and how it affects your life today. Healing allows you to feel more in control of your own life and that you are entitled to your own thoughts and your own feelings, not what someone else wants to impose on you. Healing helps one to develop closer relationships with others. Healing is able to relieve the pain and the depression, the sadness that you feel about yourself. Healing is important. You can recover from your traumatic experience. But you have to first now begin to recognize that you have been abused, whether physically or emotionally, and then you begin to do positive self-talks to yourself. And you begin to surround yourself with positive people. You begin to go out more with family and friends. Abusive behavior by the abuser is a choice. Abusive behavior and violent behavior is a deliberate choice to gain control. Despite what many people believe, domestic violence and abuse does not take place because an abuser loses control over their behavior. This is because the person wants to control and exert their power and control over someone else. We want to also talk about gaslighting. Gaslighting is when someone wants you to think what you're saying is not accurate, that it's wrong, and what they are saying is correct. It's when a person is insisting that you are wrong or telling you your emotional reaction is wrong. And that is a form of gaslighting. It can be sunshine outside, and you can say, oh, the sun is shining, and they're going to tell you, no, it's raining. Can't you see that rain out there? Can't you see that rain? Unless a little a bit out there. That's what gaslighting is all about. So I hope that we were able to share some information with you today that will help you to gain a more positive attitude about yourself, a more positive outlook on yourself, and be able to see your self-respect and how you feel about yourself is really becoming stronger, and you're beginning to see more of the new me coming out and less of the abused me. I thank you very much for listening on today. Please invite others to join the show, and may you continue to have a great day today. And remember, continue to write down all the things that you like about yourself. So have a good day, and tell someone else about the show. And we will be on TikTok next week. Have a good day. vintage items, hundreds of herbs, unique colors, all sizes and styles, at affordable prices, including plus sizes and stylish furs for men. The perfect gift to that someone special. Select gorgeous mink, fox, any stable, any shearling. Vests from $499, jackets from $999, mink from $1999. Fashionable accessories that'll fit your budget. Hats, gloves, scarf, wraps, and capes. A great selection of bomber jackets. Kim Fisher's winter fur sale. Savings of up to 50% on new arrivals and up to 80% on clearance items. 23 West Allegheny Avenue in Towson. Visit KimFisher.com.
You're lying.
Okay, is that me down? Okay. Thank you. I think there's another machine in the corner.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like it. That's what you want. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm in line from here, from the scene. I didn't even know the secret came, but after me, listen to that lady. She said it was, there was not, go on. Oh, didn't even know it was empty.
I think I'm going to be
All right, let me help you work this out.
Thank you.
Well, how'd you know?
I looked at it. I see it. When you put it, you know how to put them in, right?
Yeah.
When you put them in, like if you're facing the machine right here, you put it up top or on a glass?
No, up top.
Up in the feeder?
Yeah.
You put them in like this way or this way?
This way.
And you put it in, if I'm facing the machine, you put it in like this. Or like this.
I put it in like this. Like this.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You gotta put it in this way first. I mean, I need money.
Well, how do you mean which way first?
So if I'm looking at the machine, you put it in this way first. This side. Not this side.
Not. Right. That's what I said. Right. That's okay. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And it gave me too many copies here.
No,
and an extra two.
Oh, okay.
I only need a one.
There's a few of them, but I use like the one time mat, one time block, and then 12 points, one block. This is all you need.
This is all you need. No, this is mine.
Okay.
This is different.
Okay.
Huh.
I looked over when I walked in, like, seeing that says, damn, I'm a little bummed.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
So on the side, this would be a sided option. Like, two sides. Yeah, wait. Are you copying or are you pregnant? Where's the copy? Isn't it? Okay, yeah. So the two sided here, that's two to two.
I'll give you one back
to the other side. That's fine. I don't believe that. I was out of the kitchen.
I keep trying to restart the phone, but
it's not.
Wi-Fi?
It's a thousand. Let me connect to the Wi-Fi real quick. Wait, I did it here.
I've got a problem. I've got to meet this person to get this signed.
Uh-huh. Is that how your file formatted?
My son made a change, and I didn't look to see.
Oh, it looked. Did he add something?
He added something.
So it must have put the line out on the next page. I see.
So,
can
you help me?
I can try.